such an agreeable community. This is such a beautiful place. I just can't believe it. Thanks for having us. Sorry to say that this is the last night of our, I think we had about five shows with Los Lobos, and I'm really sad to see it end. It's one of those experiences that you never want to end. This is my dear friend here, Mr. Warren Hood from Austin, Texas, everyone.
Oh, Children fought to kick the crest of their fathers. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier.
City with a band called Rank and File. We moved to Austin, Texas. It was 1980. We moved next door to a gentleman by the name of Billy Smith, who was about 75 or 80 years old at the time. He had been a guitar player in a band called Prince Albert and the Sheiks, and they were out of Terrell, Texas. They were contemporaries of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, you know. Very famous band in that area at that part of the time, in that time. And Billy used to tell me that they'd roam the countryside with a mattress tied to the top of the sedan and the equipment sticking out the back of the trunk, you know. He said they'd just throw that mattress out underneath the stars when the weather permitted, and they'd sleep out there at night, you know. And then if the weather did not permit, they'd find shelter underneath a barn or sometimes a bridge or whatever, you know, but they would find shelter elsewhere.
That's cool.
He said they played for food, beer, sometimes money and girls, he said. Seemed like a good idea at the time. He had a lot of tattoos. He had a pinup girl on his forearm here that he could make dance by flexing what was left of his muscles. And her name was Pearl because Pearl was his favorite beer. So we spent a lot of time watching Pearl dance and drinking Pearl beer and listening to Billy tell us stories about country music and the experience he had had. And I love him very much. He really represented Texas to me when I got back there. And he also said that Rank and File was the worst country band he'd ever heard in his life. So I love him very much for that. And this is a song I wrote for him when he passed away. It's called Five Hearts Breaking. Sounded pretty good, though, I thought.
Yeah.
Take it from the top.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Sky is black, really feels bad. Today thinks that he'd be better off dead. Here's the pain roaring in his head. He'll close his eyes, the world turns red. Devil cried. She held his hands, looked him in the eye. She said, "Believe, believe in everything." Take the fire in your hands and place it at her feet. Walk upon the mountains and then you'll sail across the sea. Her eyes are taken from the stars above, her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. The sky's on fire, waiting to die in the fire.
Okay.
This song here is one of them. I co-wrote this with Chuck Proffitt, who I know you guys know very well. And I was telling him a story about when I was a kid. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, a long time ago. It's a large family. There's 12 kids in our family, you know. It was about 1957 to 1958 that my father told us we were going on vacation to California to visit his cousin. We had never been on vacation before, so we were very excited about going. With that many kids, you could imagine it's a big crowd in a four-door sedan, you know? So my mom and dad and all these kids and my grandmother had to come too, of course, you know? I make jokes that they were tied to the roof and on the trunk, and some just ran behind the car all the way to California. But we made it to California, and it was a very beautiful place in those days, you know? It was a lot of orchards and flowers, and the ocean was very clean. I saw the ocean for the first time. One day, my father was shaking hands with a man, and we suddenly had a home in Huntington Beach, California. And the point of this story is that we never returned to Texas. We left everything behind. Our horse, our pets, our clothes, our toys, our friends, everything was left behind. So years and years of asking my parents why led to years and years of these thinly veiled stories that didn't make much sense, you know? That led to years and years of therapy and wasted money, and then I just decided I'd write a song about it, you know? I didn't get any answers from the song, but it made me feel a lot better. And this is a song about that period of time where you revisit some place that once made you feel very warm and now feels a little strange. It's called San Antonio Ring. Put my feet to your pulse, you whispered something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to rest my eyes when I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. Rain don't wanna come. Nah, nah, nah. Think I'd go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me. This is kind of an odd little song in that it refers to two very disparate kind of philosophies here. It's a song about taxidermy and Buddhism is what it's about. It's called Deer Head on the Wall. Yeah. You're welcome to sing along. Pretty 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 pret called The Swallows of San Juan, and it's a song about growing up in the 60s in Southern California. And it's about surfing, rock and roll, girls, pot. Gonna crawl upon the shore, roll in the mud and the pain, like the swallows of San Juan. Gonna get back someday. Thousand steps to the water. Thousand steps you must take. There's a thousand worlds on the head of a pin. Thousand rules to break. Next time you see me, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Yeah, you can take my word, roll down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything, anything we've ever seen. Lost them both in a deal, but someday, someday I'll get them back. Next time you see me, I'm gonna smile for the camera like some wild man from Pompeii. Yeah, you can take my word, go down to the sea. It's breaking bigger than anything, anything I've ever seen. I'm gonna crawl upon the shore, roll in the mud and clay, like the swallows of San Juan. Gonna get back someday.
This is a song about, I
I used to be in this band called The Nuns a long time ago, and we, the only claim to fame The Nuns ever had was we opened up for the last Sex Pistols show in San Francisco, and afterwards moved to the Chelsea Hotel in New York. So this song is about those period of times, and it's, I lived there when Sid and Nancy lived there, you know, and so this is about that beautiful relationship. It's called Chelsea Hotel 78. It goes like...
Thank you.
together, and this one's not nearly as beautiful as the last one.
time. It's brought you closer to me. Your whispers are mine, them roses. Your letters are mine. I love you, Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie. I love you.
Arizona.
for having us here. That I wrote for my son, who is now 22 years old. When he was a younger kid, I made the mistake of asking him what he thought of my music, you know. And he said that it was old man's music, he said. I said, no, you mean like old-time country or blues or rock or something, right? And he says, no, it's old music for old people, he said. I love that answer about him, you know. And there's a line in the song that really sums up the whole song. It goes, I hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff they taught, and that's what this song is all about. It's called Down in the Valley. Everybody's gonna dance with the blues sometime. And everybody's gonna feel some things they don't wanna feel sometimes. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile. If you had one moment to spare, would you come down and share? I wanna see you out on the street, making a scene for everybody. Cause when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules they own too. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile in a minute. Oh, but would you wear it? Would you come down and show?
Stay tuned for Los Lobos.